The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page for you women aspiring to do something great. You can post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views on our On the Edge Women in Business page on Facebook. So you just click join. And we'll get you connected to the group. And of course, you can make your comments and questions and thoughts known out there. Be nice. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithinbusinessontheedge.biz with questions or comments or things that you might want to hear me talk about on this show. I always like to thank our listeners each week for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. I am excited today to have in the studio with me a very special speaker. I am an advocate for living the best possible life ever. I believe in the call of God on the lives of women, on female. We talked a little bit about that last week, male and female. Understand that there's a call of God on male and female, that we are to take dominion together in. And my guest in the studio, we're going to find out what she's doing, how she's impacting the Bay Area. You've kind of heard a little bit from her over the last few weeks or so with her and her husband. They just started a ministry in the Fremont, California area called Christ the Rock Ministries. Great church. I've been there a couple of times. It is absolutely phenomenal. And so my guest today is Susan Chiguada. She is the founder and president of Sister to Sister. She is a pastor. She is a gifted teacher of the Word of God. She believes that every woman has a God-given assignment in the teaching of the Word. She equips them to go into the world and fulfill their God-given callings. And so I'm excited about that because we have some like-mindedness in what we're doing. So, Susan, thank you for coming on the show today. Pastor Susan, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Margaret.
Now, tell us about... what is this stuff all about, Sister to Sister?
Sister to Sister, like you say, is a platform for women, female. We know that God created them male and female. And we believe that the female has got a special place that God saw fit to create them. And what we've realized is that sometimes the female feels marginalized or the female feels second place. So, Sister to Sister is a platform that is there for women to come together so that they can assist each other to bring out the God-given destiny that is in them. So, in Sister to Sister, we say, do you have a God-given assignment to impact the world? Everybody does, because everybody was created by God for a God-given assignment. And because God is a great God, God is a big God. So whatever assignment you have, it's to impact the world.
That's right.
Because when God looks at creation, he looks at the world. So we say to every woman, you have it. And then we say, do you need a platform to achieve your goal? So Sister to Sister is the platform. So we say, do you also need a sister to go there with you? So in Sister to Sister, we say... we are a non, in fact, I have to make this very clear. It's a non-denominational, we call it a movement. It's not a ministry because we are there to do something and then go. So it's a non-denominational, international movement of Christian women who will positively impact each other and impact the world. Because we cannot impact the world before we impact each other. Because to go into the world, we need to go together. So Sister to Sister operates on three levels. The first level is the individual level. We make it a point to tell the sisters that you are important. You have got God in the inside of you. So don't belittle yourself. There is no one who is a spectator in this world. There is no one who must just come and go. We must all come and leave our mark. And then when it's our time to go, we go. So we tell the women that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians 4, verse 13. You can do it not really because of you, but because of Christ who is in you. And because of the God-given assignment that is in you. Because it is God's desire that his kingdom come into this world. And his kingdom can only be established if every sister does what they are called to do. So we operate, first of all, on an individual level. We need you to know who you are. You are wonderfully and fearfully made for Christ's purposes. And then the second level is the sister level. We say you must always be there for a sister. And a sister is there for you. Do not go it alone. And do not stop doing it because there's no one to go there with you. So whether it's you're going through a situation in life, whether you are lacking something, or you need to implement the God-given desires that you have, there's always a sister for you. You hold a sister's hand and the sister holds your hand. And we say it is important for the sister to positively impact the other sister. And in fact, we have got, you know, that Hezekiah Walker song which says, I need you to survive. We've called it our own sister to sister song because we say, I need you. A sister needs a sister to survive. We do. Sometimes we don't know that we do, but we actually do. And I hope you don't mind me saying this, Margaret, but you have impacted my life.
Thank you. Praise God. That's awesome.
Yes, you really have. And I have this vision. But before I met you, I could not be talking about it as I'm doing right now. So I need you to survive.
Right.
And I'm sure you also need me to survive. So that's what we emphasize to sisters. And then when we come together, even the Bible says one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000.
That's right.
So when we come together, we don't come together to pull each other down.
That's right.
In fact, in that song, it says, I'll not hurt you with words from my mouth.
That's right.
And that's what we say. You are not there to hurt a sister.
That's right.
You are there to lift a sister up.
That's
so
right.
Once we get that and we know that and we hold hands, we then say, a sister to sister, we then operate on a world level. We are world changers. We don't look at ourselves as just confined to a little geographical area. What we do will impact the world. And I'll just give you an example that, as you know, Sister to Sister started in Harare, Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. Africa, before I brought it here to the Bay Area. And we've got Sister to Sister in Florida, and they got together and managed to bring a group of high school girls from Zimbabwe to come to Florida for a youth conference. So we're looking beyond just our little geographical areas.
That's right.
So that once we know who we are as individuals, and once we are positively impacting each other and are locking hands, then we can do big things. We are there to impact the community.
Right.
And it's you can do more when you are together
than you
can do as an individual.
That's right. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to bridge the gap, and we're going to find out how you can get connected to Sister in their next event. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We are in our Bridging the Gap Between Business and Faith segment. But before I get into all of that, we actually have another guest in the studio. You may remember Ruth Vanderstein from Financial Education Services. So I've invited her to interact in some of the things that we're going to talk about. Pastor Susan is still with us. We're going to find out how you can get connected sister to sister. And they have an event coming up on August 1st. So if you could share that, Pastor Susan, your event that's coming up, please give that information to our audience.
Thank you, Margaret. We've got a Sister to Sister Ignites the Bay Area. That is our upcoming event. It's on Saturday, August 1, 2015. And it is at the Christ the Rock Church in Fremont, California. The address is 37270 Niles Boulevard, Fremont, California. And the meeting is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Actually, this meeting, we're going to have a guest speaker because sister to sister, the last meetings, we are establishing sister to sister points, as we call them. We've got one in Pacifica, and we're going to have one in Marina. And this, our guest speaker is going to come from Fresno, where we are going to establish another sister-to-sister. So if anyone is interested in coming, you can come. In fact, it's free registration. So just come to 37270 Niles Boulevard, Fremont, California, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you need to contact, you can email sistertosister222@gmail.com. sistertosister222@gmail.com. Or you can call me on 510-366-7601. Or you can even go to our website, sistertosis.org. SIS2SIS.org.
Okay, so you have that information. I'm going to repeat that information for you just so we're all clear on. If you want to get connected to the August 1st event, Sister to Sister in the Bay Area, please get connected. That event is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's 37270 Niles Boulevard, Fremont, California. That is at the Christ the Rock Church. Absolutely fantastic. In fact, I like all of the wood and the decor. You know, it has this just homey feel to it. So I love that. So again, that's 37270 Niles Boulevard, Fremont, California. That's Christ the Rock Church, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Pastor Susan will be there to greet you and let her know that you heard it here on the radio station, on whatever station you're listening to. We're on multiple stations. So wherever you're listening to it, let her know that you got it here on one of our stations with the Faith and Business on the Edge show. And again, if you want to connect with her on the website, www.sis2sis.org. That's sis, the number two, SIS.org. And so connect with her there or by phone, 510-366-7601. That's 510-366-7601. I'm so excited about having these ladies in the studio with me. And I appreciate you, Pastor Susan, saying that I've impacted your life. You've impacted my life. I've got Ruth here in the studio. You've impacted my life. We're impacting each other's lives. And we, when Pastor Susan says we have a responsibility to live life on purpose, we have a responsibility to live the legacy that God has placed in our life. And let me just tell you what's so awesome about purpose. Your purpose deals and takes away from the hindrances that life throws at you to not fulfill something. Like, purpose does not respond to someone disliking you because of your race or because of your gender. Your purpose is God's gift to you. Your purpose is what God has given you to be that individual, that legacy that you're supposed to be in the earth. Let me give you an example. When you look at the rose, I love the rose, and I study the rose and how the rose responds to its environment. And so a rose will do this. If a rose is if you grow roses and it's sort of in the shadow, a rose will not bloom. And we like to say the glory of the rose, and we'll pray, God, get your glory out of my life. Get your glory out of my life. Well, the way that God gets His glory out of your life is for you to live the life of legacy that He's purposed for you to live. And if you don't live that, then you can't, He can't get His glory out of your life. So you can't go to someone else to figure out what is in your life or someone suppressing your life to keep you from living the greatest life ever. Whatever you're supposed to do, don't let you being a female keep you from doing it. When there's people that says you can't do it because you're a woman, don't let it because your race, because people say because your skin is brown, you can't do it. You know, don't let it be because of some hindrance that man puts on you. Man can't control your purpose. Only you. The only one that can affect your purpose is you, and you can decide whether you're going to do it and live it or not. And as women, we are titans. We are on the rise. It is time for you to rise up as female and live the purpose that's on your life. And don't allow fears and all these different things that keep you from living a power life. God wants you to live a power life. He wants you to live power purpose. And purpose says to race hate, no, you don't influence my life. Purpose says to gender, no, you don't influence my life. It is God who's given me the right to live the life that He's given me to bloom. And so for a rose will not bloom if it's not in the right condition. So you need to make sure that you're in the right condition. Number one, a rose must be planted in the ground. It must be planted on solid ground. It must be planted right in the right type of soil and the right type of environment. A rose must be in the light of the sun. If the rose is not in the light of the sun, it will not bloom. And so you can't put it in the shadow. So you need to be in the light of the sun. And a rose needs to be watered. And so it needs to have the right amount of water for it to bloom. And when a rose blooms, and believe me, a rose is not trying to be a dandelion. A rose is not trying to be any other flower but a rose. And what's unique about a rose, and I love about a rose has thorns. So the rose says, if you touch me, you have to be careful how you touch me. You can't touch me any kind of way. You can't handle me. You can't mishandle me because of who I am and what I am. And so if you understand the value on your life, you will not let anyone touch you the wrong way because of how God's created you. So if you want God to get the glory out of your life, women, men, young people, then you must get in agreement with God and says, I am going to live for the purpose you put on my life. He says, well, what is my purpose in my life? You know, God puts purpose in you. You know, it's not outside of you when you're born. Purpose is not where you're trying to figure out and ask in school, what is my purpose? What am I? Purpose is in you when you're born. Before the foundation of the world, God put purpose in your life. He put things that you'll lean towards and things that you will be drawn towards and experiences that will cause you and thrust you into a place of purpose. And so I'll tell you about, and I believe his name is Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh, who lost his son years ago, I think it was back in the 70s, Walsh. I know his last name is Walsh, and I'll double check on a commercial to get the name right. But he lost his son tragically. Someone kidnapped him, killed him, and what is he? He does the American Most Wanted today. Okay. That loss can push you into destiny. Loss can push you into your purpose. Now, he did not want anything to happen to his son. What parent does? But when God says, I use all things, I work all things together, God says, I'm going to work this for His good. And so many people have been brought to justice because He decided to start a movement, a company that would go after the most wanted, people who were taking people's kids. So sometimes our disappointments, our losses, pay attention to your life. Don't think that everything that's in your life has to be that you're multimillionaire, you're living in some sort of mansion, and that's God's plan for your life. You can be right there and be outside of God's plan for your life. You need to understand how to evaluate your life so you can live the full purpose and legacy for your life. And I say it like this, legacy is purpose in reverse. What is the purpose on your life? Don't let anyone hinder you from the purpose in your life. And we've got about a minute before we go to a commercial break. I know I've been fired up, ladies. We got a minute. What do you guys have to say about that?
Well, I was just wondering, this event, if you don't know what your purpose is or your legacy, is this a good place to figure it out?
In fact, this is a good place to figure it out. I'll tell you, Margaret, at the end of the meeting, we sing this song. It's a Shona song from Zimbabwe. It's called Tose Jam, Tose Jam. It's a Shona slogan, which means, now that we have heard, now that we have been equipped, it's time to get up. And it's kind of a quick get up and go and do. So it's a readiness for action. So when you come to these meetings, we say you are coming to be equipped.
That's right.
You're coming to be trained. You're coming to be given knowledge, but not just go home and do nothing.
That's right.
But then there must be an agency in you to quickly get up and go and do something.
That's right.
Stay fired up.
Yes, that's right. Yes, to fire up so that you do something. So we say this is not a ministry. That's why we don't call it a ministry. It's a movement.
It's not
a ministry for you to come and just be pampered and be told this and that and then you go home and lie on your pillow. No. Yes, we do minister to needs. People have got needs. People are in situations. Even people are sick. We do pray for the sick. We minister to individual needs. But all that is equipping you because you've got a purpose destiny is you in you, and the world is waiting for you.
That's right. And so, which means that you have to get involved. You have to get involved with your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
No one else can live your purpose.
No.
You can only live your purpose. If you want God to get the glory out of your life, live your purpose. Be the rose. We're going to a commercial break. AM 1100 KFAX. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are on fire in the studio. We are pumped up. We are females. We are women. We have destiny on our lives. In fact, we just had another. There are so many women in this studio. We had another woman join us here in the studio. You may have heard Maram Alawat on some of the power resources. This is power resources from power people, businesses, and ministries. This is our corner of goodies. I like calling it goodies. Why? Because you need access. You can't access what you don't know. And Pastor Susan, I was telling you, sometimes free is not easy to sell. You know, sometimes and sometimes when you're going to events, they're selling you a ticket because you won't show up if you haven't invested. You have to. in the On the Edge Women in Business Club, I talk about you got to get your skin in the game. You know,
right.
We work, we press forward, we have hurdles, we have ups and downs, we have, you know, all of these different things going on so we can, you know. Like I said in the last segment, is fulfill our purpose, fulfill what we're trying to do. And so this round, which my producer calls the lightning round, this is kind of like going to the mall on the radio for things that are really important to your, you know, I like to say spirit, soul, body, which means, you know, your natural situation, maybe your resources, maybe building business, maybe your spiritual needs, maybe your life needs. All of these different things are important to you. So I'm going to lead off with, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, that I am so excited about now being certified at the Small Business Development Center. I am SBDC certified business advisor. And so what does that mean to you? That means that if you are in the Santa Clara County, you can connect with me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. And if you are serious about your business, I want to work with motivated business owners, small business owners. If you are not, and you're kind of like, you're kind of playing around with it, you're not sure, then I would recommend that you go to some of the SBDC classes. They have a lot of free classes that can help filter out some things that you might need filtered out. But SBDC will foot the bill for you, for me to work with you. And I want to work with those that are working on their business plans, or you need a business plan. We'll work together on that. I don't write it for you, but I do coach you through it according to SBDC's guidelines and all of that, so we can get you moving in the right direction if you need funding or financing. And let me just say, even if you're a not-for-profit company, you can get a loan. It just depends on the situation that and in terms of what you need that loan for or what kind of assets you might have. So that way that loan can you can get that loan or grants. And a business plan allows you to do that. So connect with me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, and I will get you registered through. And again, these are for those that are in the Santa Clara County. Say, well, what if I'm not in a Santa Clara County? Also, you have SBDCs around the Bay Area and around the nation, as a matter of fact. Connect with your SBDC and find out whether or not you qualify. Not all businesses qualify. You have to be in a certain situation to qualify. You probably will. Your startup, you're trying to expand or grow, then connect with your SBDC center and see whether or not you can get some free counseling and coaching. It's worth trying, but you have to get your skin in the game. Also, radio. You know, I want to let you know that if you have events or if you have something going on that you need, you want to come on air, or you want us to run a commercial in the show, hey, contact me at Faith and Business on the Edge. We can get you on air. No, that's not free. Really? Really? You're like, oh, God, you just got, the Lord is going to bless me. Okay, it's not free, but we will. It's affordable.
That's still a
blessing. There you go. Okay, so anyway, let's get to some of these other goodies, and we'll probably roll into the next segment with this. But I want to get Maram Alawat, who is fantastic. She knows her stuff with regards to insurances. Please, 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 take a listen to what she's saying, because we need insurances. It's just the way it is, and just because you have insurance, I would still encourage you to talk to Maram. You know, I have. In fact, I'm expanding what I have as a result of that. So church continuation plans you have, and you have some other stuff for us as well, Maram.
Hey, thank you, Margaret. Yeah, church continuation planning is really important for the faith-based community because, you know, church is actually not free. You may walk in and hear a glorious, you know, delivery of a sermon, but somebody's got to pay for that facility, and the pastor is human, and they're getting the same bills we're getting at the end of the month. So one of the challenges churches have had, and unfortunately it's just getting worse as, you know, the decades pass, is retention of good pastors. Pastors often have to take second jobs or, you know, find some other means of supporting their families, or, you know, upon the unfortunate death, you know, premature death, or whether it's after a long service, the congregation, who also is attached to the pastor, tends to disappear. They're usually connected to the pastor. So anyway, the church continuation plans are usually built around either a board member, a significant board member, or a pastor, and basically provide for income during retirement, but also income upon death. So there's various tools we use in the financial planning area to help create that. So
let me ask you a question. Now, so some of those resources, if something unfortunately happens with the pastor, those resources, there's a portion of those resources that goes towards the church continuing.
Right. What we traditionally see is we traditionally see a cooperation between the pastor and the church. So part of the funds will go to the pastor's family to help them keep going, and then part of it will go to the church. But it's really whatever arrangement the church and the pastor come up with. A lot of times a pastor will be independently wealthy and may have opened his own church and want to leave a legacy, want to leave a new building, or want to leave a new playground after his death. But what we see most commonly is that it's being used for retirement as a type of retirement fund. So, for example, they may use a whole life cash building policy, and then the policy may reverse itself and pay the pastor out a retirement benefit, which helps, you know, the church, again, retain good people. A portion of that fund can also go back into the development of the building.
Okay, that's awesome. I mean, that's good stuff. I haven't heard that. Okay, I've got like 2 minutes. Okay. Pastor Susan, we're going to get to you last because we've heard so much from you, and we have pitched you. We're going to let you share your goodies again. We're going to go to Ruth, Financial Education Services. I love these goodies. Get them straight in their finances. Come on.
All right. What I do, my name is Ruth, Financial Education Services, and what I do is help people remove negative items from their credit report and settle debts. Now, the reason you want to do this, let's say that you go out and you buy a car for $35,000, and you don't fix your credit before you go get that car, you're actually going to spend $14,000 more in interest in 4 years because you didn't fix your credit. Same thing goes for a home, a 30-year loan for a $500,000 mortgage. You're going to end up spending $157,000 more because you didn't fix your credit. Right. So take a look at your credit. We can help you. Free consultations. My number is 888-977-1222. My website is F esexperts.com. F as in Frank, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, experts.com.
And what I like about this, it's really not fixing credit. I like you restore.
Yes.
You're restoring. And restoring an opportunity, one, to keep more money in your pocket. Don't just give it away because you're in a hurry. And so it might take maybe 30 to 60 days, but it's worth the wait.
It's going to take a while to get your credit fixed, but the key is to get your collections settled. And I can help you settle them for less money, because why, the collection's already hurting your credit report. Why are you going to pay them in full? Settle it. Makes no difference on your credit.
Right, right.
So I can help with that.
You can help with that. And Maram, can we get your contact information?
Absolutely, Margaret. You can reach me. The best way is cell. Area code 916-847-6481. Again, it's 916-847-6481. Or my email, which is mkalaiwat@ft, which is like full-time, ft.newyorklife.com.
And if you got all of that, you better contact her. Again, her phone number is 916-847-6481. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to let Pastor Susan also share her information, a little bit more goodies, and we're going to share a little bit about the club, and then we're going to get out of here for the weekend. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. You know, I'm going to have to do another club. You know, we did a show in our conference room here in the studio, and we had women, you know, coming in and just, you know, we were pulling, you know, business cards out of a bucket to give them an opportunity to come on here and talk about some of their goodies. And speaking of which, we did not get to have you, Pastor Chiguada, to Susan Chiguada, for those who's like, who's that? Is that someone new in the studio? No, that's the same pastor, Pastor Susan Chiguada. And so share with us your goodies for Sister to Sister and getting connected with you for your event and all of that.
Thank you, Margaret. What I didn't tell you is that I actually am a CPA by profession. So in Sister to Sister, we're not only dealing with just spiritual, non-tangible things. We're dealing with practical things. Right. So if you see our flyer for the August 1 meeting, it actually says Deborah Jahel Connection. And without getting too much into Deborah and Jahel, you know that Deborah was a judge and right. Jahel was a housewife. But together they killed Sisera. So we actually have a section where we get into twos. Mm-hmm. And we've had testimonies of people being paired with somebody that they needed professionally, socially, and also including spiritually. Yeah. And the other thing is we've got what we call the wisdom corner in our program. When we do our program, we've got what we call the wisdom corner. We're tapping into people that know things, have been there, right. Have seen it. Right. And I'll mention that we've got a 93-year-old woman,
wow.
Lily Yusup. She's got wisdom. She was a woman who used to visit the White House.
Right.
So
right.
You can see what kind of woman she was.
Right.
So she gives us those nuggets on how to behave, how to get to the top.
Right.
Because sometimes we have sisters that are getting into certain positions, but they don't know how to behave. They don't know what to do.
Right.
So it's
right.
Not just spiritual. We are saying a sister is spirit, soul, and body. So we've had testimonies, and also we've got people emailing or calling on different subjects. How do I? And I heard you talking about something today, Margaret, and I'm going to get sisters onto you. That's what sister
right,
to sister
right,
is
right.
about. So it's not just spiritual. It's spirit, soul, and body.
That's right.
So this is what we have. And anytime people can email on sister to sister, 222@gmail.com with whatever subject, because we just referred them to the right places. In Zimbabwe, I had people, because I also have a Facebook page,
right.
Actually, Sister to Sister by Susan Chiguada. I've got a Facebook page, and I post items, I post nuggets on things. And I had somebody get back to me about a medical issue. And because in Sister to Sister, we've got doctors as well.
Right.
So I referred them to the doctor.
Right.
And from that day, the two were knit together and they helped each other. Because the, even those things that you can't really get the, you know, express how you're feeling to the doctor.
Right.
But when you're talking to another sister, you can actually settle down and say, this is it.
That's
so
right.
So it's a wholesome package. And sister to sister.
I love it. Go ahead. You're going to.
Yes. And I'm saying every sister is welcome to sister to sister. I know we at the moment we're having free registrations because we're new in the Bay Area. I want people to know what we're doing. And I would actually encourage whoever is listening to me, come and see for yourself. And even pastors listening to me, because this is not a church.
Right.
This is non-denominational. People from different churches. And we also have a lot of pastors from different churches coming together. And some pastors have come back and say their ladies have been strengthened. Their women have been strengthened by coming to sister to sister.
Right.
And somebody told me that we were also now singing I Need You to Survive. And we were going, I will not hurt you with words from my mouth.
That's right. That's good.
At their meeting.
Right.
So we are providing all this is the platform. And if we know somebody who is doing something, we refer the people to that person.
That's absolutely fantastic. And you said something that's interesting. First, let me give you the contact information again. So the Sister to Sister event here in the Bay Area is August 1st, 2015. And that is going to be at Christ the Rock Church in Fremont. So that's 37270 Niles Boulevard, Fremont, California. And that's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you get a chance, please go out and check them out. I'm going to try to make it myself. Again, the email is sister222@gmail.com. So make sure you connect. You said something interesting that you said, I need you to survive. And one of the things that I was thinking this afternoon as I was preparing to get here and get to do the show. But, you know, when God says two is better than one, I've commanded a blessing where there is unity,
yes,
where there is agreement.
Yes, yes.
We are not islands.
Yes.
God never intended for us to be islands, but he intended for people to connect.
Yes.
And we're in a place now that I love having all these great women, power women in the studio from different backgrounds, different scenarios, different situations, different faiths. Even in this studio. Why? Because we need to connect and we need to talk to each other. We need to gravitate to one another and connect to the resources that can benefit our lives so we can blossom. And when I was talking about the roles earlier, you want God to get his glory out of your life. You must first be in the right position to be able to be planted in the right position under the light of the sun, in, you know, getting the water that you need so that way you can become fulfilled and great in the legacy that you have on this planet to fulfill. So I need you to survive. I need you to survive. I need you to survive. All my sisters in this studio, I need them to survive.
Yes.
I need to survive. Mm-hmm. So when those times that you're struggling and you're frustrated and you're weeping, when you're building business, you listen. You're going to shed some tears. That's just the bottom line. It's just part of the package. And if you ever saw Steve Jobs, a movie, I thought it was a great movie, and he's curled up on the floor and he's crying like a baby. That's reality. You know, when God calls you to do something, he doesn't say that there's not going to be any troubles. There's not going to be any ups and downs. There's not going to be some business failures, possibly. There's going to be some hurdles. And I say it like this, is that opportunity attracts opposition. Opposition also attracts opportunity. Why? Because when you look at opposition is the catalyst for you to go deeper, for you to stretch, for you to grow, for you to come up with something that you didn't think about before. And so if you do that, you will be expanded and you will grow into another level. Now, you can respond to it in a negative way. And what it does is it detracts from your opportunity to be great. You want to be great? You know, God doesn't design anything that he doesn't want to be great. He wants you to be great. And he wants his women, the female population, to rise up. You are titans. It is your time. It is your season. You need to get up. Go do what you're supposed to do, what you're called to do. Don't be afraid to go back to school. Don't be afraid to write that book. Don't be afraid to sing when you're supposed to be singing or dancing or being a medical doctor or doing whatever you're supposed to do. Have the courage to live the only life that you'll ever have on this planet. I mean, that's like blows my mind. You have one life on the planet to live, and you're going to let someone else define that and keep you from being great? I don't think so. Have the courage to live the life that you're on this planet to live. And so one of the things I never let, now if you haven't figured that out this by now, I'm black.
I didn't notice.
I am. And what I've learned, and I I say this for a reason. I love my skin color. I'm in between. I'm half black, half white. But according to my birth certificate, I am a black woman in the United States of America. I decided to trust God with my whole life, regardless of what someone else might think about it, whether or not they think I can't do something because I'm a woman, I can't do something because I'm black. In fact, when I was growing up, I was a teenager graduating from high school, and one of my friend's mothers, black, said this to me before I went to college. They said, "You will only get as far as a white man would let you." And I thought to myself as a teenager that, well, why should I go to college if I'm going to be limited as to what I'm going to do? That's wrong teaching and training. I am not limited by someone else's perception of me. All that means to me is that you're missing out on the opportunity to know me and to experience me. Because I'm going to tell you now, I'm something to experience. So if you can't get with my makeup and who I am, I'm going to live the purpose and call of God on my life, whether anybody likes it or not. And I would say the same thing to you. Live the best life. Live the only life that you have on the planet on purpose. Position. Success is not by accident. It is purpose and it is planned. Live that life. And I tell you one thing, God will look down from heaven and he'll say, that is my glory right there. That is my glory in Maram. That is my glory in Pastor Susan. That is my glory in Ruth. That is my glory in Margaret. That's the life I want to live. And if I live that life, I'm good.
That's great.
You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Wow. It's been crazy. It's been great having you in the studio. It is fantastic. I am energized. I am pumped up. And I am just sure, settled, determined to be the gift that I'm supposed to be to you. That's what I want to be. You know, I'm frustrated when things don't always work out right or whatever, but I promise you, I'm always doing my best to be the gift that I'm supposed to be to you and for you, whether it's on air, whether it's at an event, whether we're working on some program together. That's in me. It's in my DNA. And so we're gonna wrap up this segment. We're gonna wrap up this show, and I just want to get final thoughts from my guests in the studio. They have been fantastic. You know, you need to connect with every one of these women. It would be a misstep to not connect with these ladies and find out. And let me just tell you, bar chart statistically tells us that they can connect you with 250 other connection points. So when you're walking past someone that you think that you don't need, think again. They've got somebody in their world, somebody's, even if that was 10% of the people, that can benefit you, that you can connect with. And we were talking about sister to sister, connecting, unifying. And so make sure you don't throw people away because they're not wrapped in the package that you think they should be wrapped in. So we're gonna recap really quick. We only have about 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left in the show. And so, Ruth, can you start? We'll start with Ruth, and we'll just go around the microphones there.
Are we recapping in our businesses? Or the one thing I'd like to say is, every woman out there, you are a rose. And, you know, those thorns are there, and you tell people how they can treat you. So that is just very important.
That's right. Now, that's Ruth from Financial Education Services. So if you need support with your credit restoration, she is the one to connect with. And I'm telling you, I've seen her pull more than one rabbit out of a hat and get people in the right position to get the right types of loans and interest rates and all of that so you can do better. What is your contact information again, Ruth?
Phone number 888-977-1222. Website FESExperts.com. F is in financial, E, education, S, services. Experts.com.
Okay. And Pastor Susan, we have a couple of minutes, so can you give us your contact information and recap really quick?
Yeah, I want to say to every woman out there that you've got a God-given destiny in you. Just like God said to Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I called you a prophet unto the nations. So you're born with it. All you need is a platform to get it out of you. So you can contact us, sister to sister, sister 2, the number 2, sister 222@gmail.com. Our Facebook is www.sis2sis.org. And you can call on my cell. Okay, I'll give you my cell. Call on my cell. My cell is 530, because I'm now energized. I'm now excited. Call on my cell with any question, anything that you need clarification. I'm there, and I will answer your questions. 530-340-6213. My cell, 530-340-6213. Notice it's 53, not 51, 530. Just call on anything, I'll give you an answer. And I want to encourage you to come to sister, August 1 in Fremont.
Okay, we got like a minute left. Maram, bring it on home, girl.
So I'll just say, you know, call me too, 916-847-6481. Maram with New York Life. And as we were saying in the break, you know, I'm also the ambassador for the African American unit. Although I'm very Arab and white in color, I do represent the African American community here in the Bay Area. And part of that is my doctoral work in structural inequality and trying to bridge the wealth gap. So call me and let's set up a plan to help bridge your wealth gap.
That's awesome. You listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, and go and be the rose.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.